Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line. Open line on Kaya 959.
Okay, Friday. What do you want to discuss?
My question is, ngicela ukwazi ukuthi why ama traffic cop kumele abhale abo driver, especially I'm a taxi driver, by the way. Why kumele kubhalwe mina ngelicense yami, yet ama mistake wemoto awemoto, why kungabhalwa umuntu weminyazi wemoto? Because ama particulars omuntu wemoto ahlala ekhona emotweni, why kungabhalwa umnyazi wemoto? For an example, windscreen is cracked. Should I buy windscreen mina as a driver? Ama tire awekho right. Should I buy ama tires as a driver? It's 2.6 by the way, tire only one. Should I buy it as a driver? So if why many penalize with me? Ngifuna ukwazi lapho ukuthi ayikho na indlela mhlawumbe enye abangenza ngayo ukuthi at least ube khona the owner lali ba responsible khona, nami as a driver ngibe responsible for driving.
But why are you driving a vehicle that is not roadworthy? So K53 Moikumbulitin. If you must inspect the vehicle before you get into it, you must make sure that the vehicle is in roadworthy condition. Basically, Amash, right? Now, let me give you an example. If I, as a vehicle owner, see that the car is not roadworthy, gishi endlini ke manje. Bese uyafika wenza driver leyo moto eshiye imina endlini. Usangena emgaqweni manje kufanele kwenziwe, kufanele kuboshwe mina ngemoto esathi wena. I understand your situation is different when you are employed. Kodwa na ufanele umtshele uba size kusendoda. Lento le izongifanele kingeni. Ngiphulisa umthetho, angifuni ukuhamba kanjalo.
Guys, ngicela ukubuza ku open line namuhla. Kunento engiyinothisile and maybe it's a broadcasting thing if bayifunda esikolweni angazi. Why is it that abantu abafunda indaba when they read the news they read it in a different voice, but when they speak in a different voice? Like molalela umbali makakhuluma lapho ukhuluma nge voice a different bakakhuluma bakafunda indaba ukhuluma ngenye voice, like noma ulalela like different radio station ngakhula ekhaya silalela ikwekwezi mabakhuluma different language, different voice. Hazi kuyenzakalani? Is it a broadcasting thing or kuyenzakalani? Thank you.
It is a broadcasting thing. That's a very astute observation. So the voice is an instrument, right? If you listen to how I speak, you can almost hear that there's a laugh in my voice. Can you hear that? Like I'm smiling. You can't see me, but you can tell that I'm smiling. That helps me to come across as friendly. So when you listen to me, you're like, oh, sizo uyadlala kanje 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 kanje. Now, news is serious business. I can't be talking about people getting killed and talking in a very casual voice. Like, there was a guy, I can't remember which, he was an SABC broadcaster. Yena, he used to read news very casually. I think it was on Ukhozi. Why vela fundi indawathi? Sekwenzeka inkinga ke manje. And then go and tell your story. And people loved it because it's not normal. It's abstract. But news is a very serious business. So that's why people, they'll speak their best English when they're reading news because they want you to pay attention. It's actually very funny you asked that question. Very, very, very good one though.
Open line Friday. My question to C's. I've been checking on X or Twitter that there's some studio being built. Does this mean you'll be working from home?
So here's an interesting thing. Everybody's been asking me that question. Why are you building a studio? I just built the studio because I wanted to, honestly. When I was younger, I used to make music. It was like a hobby of mine. And I always, I guess, maybe dreamt of having a home studio. And now that I can, the studio that we've built is identical to what we have here at Kaya. So if we wanted to, we could do an entire show from there, you know? But if I'm being honest with you, because I do a show with other people, I always feel like the energy is better if you're all in the same room, in the same studio. So I'm asking you, Juliet, because of whoever is a guy. Oh, boy. Yeah. But I also, let's say, for example, I got bored and I wanted to do like a weekend show.
Yeah.
You know, like go Uncle T. I could do that easily. A one-man show. Ah, dude, that one I can do easy. Just wake up, it's dual engine. He's like R&B, you know?
Yes, is the one, is the one, is the one. Shapo Wenyan, Buffet, Shapo Wenyan. Happy Friday, happy weekend, Buffet, too. Ah, man, open mic or open mic. Eman and Rombozo, Eman. Adenda Wadega, Proud Moho, Tile, the Harichorin, the week. Utsikara, yes, Tito, Avantu. But the next thing, Funuwa, Tutu, and I, Police Stars. where's the statement? Noma, it's another drama yet.
Yeah, I know. So from what I read, they did manage to track him down and get that statement. He also apparently is going to get protection as a witness. That's what I read. Yeah, obviously, I couldn't confirm it, but it seems like Leon Dabia Slangan.
Hey, Cesar, observing this whole Matlanga and ad hoc commissions and how the possibly governance might change and how it's impacting the ANC, I think it's very possible that Mokgoi might just be president. We must really keep a sequence of events.
That is funny. So how would he become president? I think the best chance he had was just before the elections, if MK had elected him as the leader of the party. Because MK obviously came through sweepingly, and they did well. And it seems like people have faith in former Chief Justice Mokgoeng Mokgoeng. Now, I don't know, you need a vehicle. But I definitely agree with you. And if you remember, we did a show about 3 weeks ago where I made the assertion that the next president of South Africa has a potential to be the best one we've ever had. Because there's a broom here that's sweeping clean. Things will never be the same after this.
I be eating booze and jooty. Why is it si confused kanji? Number one, we don't want ukuphathwa belungu, as we had a discussion earlier between Uzila or in Abraham. But when ni thathi ingane zenu zisesikolweni ziyesikolweni zabelungu, so andifuna ukuphathwa belungu kodwa iy'ngane zenu ziright yiphathwa belungu. Like abe-akhawunti aba-confused njengama-South Africans. No muntu afuna ukuqashwa, afuna uqashwa umuntu omnyama, afuna uqashwa umlungu. So kahle kahle inkinga yini, i-confusion yini, nisaba belungu or anithemba abantu abamnyama?
This thing is very simple. Let me explain to you, right? In South Africa, wealth and let's call it economic prosperity goes along racial lines. And the reason for that is because of apartheid, right? So strictly speaking, there are very few black people who have the kind of money that white people have. So that's why when abantu abamnyama are thinking about employment, now what are the factors that go into employment? Payment, job security, all of those things require money. It's not that black people don't want to work for other black people. It's just that majority of the black people end up working for white people because those are people that own industries, right? That's the first thing. Now, when it comes to education, education is a gateway into somebody's potential for success in life later on. You want to give your kids the best education possible. Now, it's not to say black people can't offer the best education possible, but that also requires resources. And traditionally speaking, black people or black teachers will be working maybe at a government school, etc. So, and those are under-resourced compared to the other multiracial schools. That's basically what it boils down to. I don't think anybody as a black person sits here and thinks black people can't deliver. Of course black people can deliver. Kodakepela, it goes back to our economy being lopsided. And this is what we're talking about when you say we need transformation, by the way. Because this thing boils down to even the nitty-gritties like that.
Sizwe, I was looking at this podcast, Yaka Sizwe Mpofu and Fikile Mbalula. The explanation he gave there, why we can't have our land back, we must keep the land to the whites. It got me thinking, Uti. We are in a wrong vehicle, or the vehicle need modification. It's either the people who are driving the vehicles, they are too old, they are not relevant anymore. Because you always preach about education. This thing, we can defeat it. Education first, really, abantu babe educated in a way which when we get land, kusibanama farmers, we know what we're doing. But it seems like the guys on top there, they are no longer relevant. They don't know what they're doing anymore. Thank you.
So I don't know what answer Fikile Mbalula gave to the question of land, right? So I'm going to speak generally. Economics is about more than just land. There are four factors of production. I always tell people the most important factor of production is actually capital. Because even with successful land claims, you've seen that people will relinquish that land again just for them to get paid money. Or they'll get the land claim and then they'll lease the land back to somebody else because they want money, right? The reason why that is because people are impoverished. They can't afford to wait a season while they harvest whatever it is that they've planted on the land and then eat later. So, 5 rand, you're going to take that 5 rand It's the same thing that happens in some tuck shop, etc. So on. That's the first thing. The second thing, we can't just go njengeZulu and take land back from people now, because some of this land was bought and some of this land has been invested in. Even though historically we know Uti, some of the land was grabbed because, you know, historical context, everything from colonialism to apartheid. But if we're being honest, Nati Waitina, and I speak as a Zulu person, we used to literally go and conquer other nations. And if you were victorious in war, then it meant that you had that land as well, you see. So to rectify the wrongs of the past, we must also think about the people that are living in the present. So it's a very delicate situation. That's why the ANC then came up with willing buyer, willing seller. Where, okay, if you are in possession of a title deed for this land, we can buy it from you. I don't know, okay, if there's anything else that he mentioned in that interview that I haven't covered thus far.
On the ad hoc committee yesterday, with our head to the CIC, Julius Malema, glorifying Johnson, the lady from IDEC. And he even went further and said she is a Mama Winnie's multiplicity. But this is the same person that was found wanting on recordings, saying that people must bring even empty boxes into the court when Coco was arrested. So is this ad hoc committee going to be the same thing as what happened in the Zondo Commission? Because people have already taken sides, if you can see. The same Julius Malema that was not there when his friend, Cousin Matale, attended the ad hoc committee. What is your view on these people that are sitting on this ad hoc committee? Are they playing politics there?
They are playing politics there, there's no doubt about it. But the beautiful thing is we as citizens are getting to witness it, right? Because these are lawmakers. So after the evidence has been led, then they need to sit down and debate as lawmakers in parliament what amendments need to be made in order to ensure that something like this doesn't happen again. But yes, of course, people are there with an agenda. You can see it in how some of the political party members question the witnesses. And yes, there's biases, etc., and so on.
Morning, Uncle Susan team. For today's open line, I was just thinking, if you could have all your Play-Doh contestants come to the studio just for, you know, a few hours to come visit, where you can just treat them, because, like, really, as much as they make your day, they make my day too. Like, the Shenye brothers, Ms. K. Gates, you know, all the kids, the ones in the scholar transport. Like, it's just so heartwarming to hear how excited they are every morning to, you know, send through their answers on Play-Doh. So, yeah, that's just a suggestion. You may have thought of it, but, yeah, I just would love if you could just invite all the Play-Doh contestants that can make it to the studio to come spend the day with their favorite uncle and their favorite aunties.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a very good suggestion. In fact, we have thought about it. We just need to be very careful where kids are involved, because I want it to be a very safe environment for all of them, but also they must still have fun. So we'll see how we do it.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.